we're here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media doing our fall Nature Lab workshop season. And we just finished, I think this is maybe our third workshop of the fall, and we're doing this one with a visiting artist, Byron Rich, and it's called Hormone Hacking, Harvesting Endocrine Disruptors. So that's what we've been working on this afternoon.
Once you've done that, you can take the filter off your methanol syringe, and you can just like put the methanol syringe to the side, remembering which one is the methanol syringe and which one is for water. Then you can take your new one out if you haven't done so already. Everyone should have a new syringe in front of them in a package. You can pop that one out.
So we have a mix of folks. Kathy High brought her biopunk class. So they've been doing some interesting experiments already this year, and I think we're well prepared for a little bit of DIY science to happen here at the sanctuary.
We just kind of got finished up filtering for endocrine disruptors. We're looking generally at estrogenic compounds, and so we collected from a wide variety of samples, like something down by the river, we did spring water, or down in a stream, and a couple other places that people went to.
And where do these endocrines come from that get in the river?
Well, they come from toxic pollution, but also from medications that people are taking on a daily basis that get into the wastewater. But generally just a really wide variety. In the presentation, they named types of plastics that kind of leach into the water as well.
And do you know what the effects these are having on population at all?
Well, I know that it can have some effects on the reproduction of certain species in the ecosystem. I'm not sure about the specific effects on humans.
It was kind of a multi-part process. Byron explained a little bit about the background of his work, and then we were lucky enough to get to go outside on this gorgeous day and look for sources of different kinds of water out in the world. So one group went up and got some water from a nearby stream. We went up to the Hudson. I wrung some water out of a carpet on someone's boat rack, which was really gross. and then we were led through a process of filtering that using a special filter and methanol to pull out endocrine disrupting molecules.
So you can just do this as many times as you want. Just keep filling up your syringe. You don't need a new syringe every time now. Keep filling up your syringe and just keep pressing your water through the filter relatively slowly. You can go faster than you did with the methanol. You can go about, you can get a pretty steady flow. As long as your filter's not popping off with the water, you're kind of okay.
Hi, and you are?
Pat Kumo.
And Pat, you're here doing some science.
Yes.
So you're a scientist.
Today I am a scientist.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about the experience?
It's fascinating. The endocrine disruptors, it would be something that I've been interested in for quite a while. Not always, because I didn't know about it always, but it's a fascinating subject, and we need to be aware so that we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah, that's the scary part, is these would be like legitimate endocrine disrupting compounds. However, because we haven't calculated the purity. We don't know exactly what you've collected fully, right? So it's kind of like a crapshoot in terms of what you'd be disrupting.
You know, as the Nature Lab is moving forward, the more we can kind of establish a baseline for what's happening in our environment around us, the better. And certainly the presence of endocrine disruptors in our water supply is hugely important to kind of know, and it would be good to know if it's increasing or decreasing. So yeah, if we can pull together some DIY strategies that we can have happening here at the Nature Lab on a regular basis, that would be great.
But what we're gonna do is put your tubes into a slot on this little device, and then we're gonna take that downstairs. We can go see how this all goes, but they're just gonna have to sit there for a while as the methanol evaporates out.
Mm-hmm. And of course you have the new building that's going to be happening within the next year or so.
Yeah.
You see a laboratory facility there as well?
Definitely. That's certainly one of our goals, is to figure out what kinds of equipment we can have in place there to allow us to do more DIY testing with regard to environmental health in the neighborhood. So soil testing, water testing, that kind of thing.
Okay, and you have open hours for the Nature Lab?
Like this one, and you can find all about it on, we have a paper brochure we've printed. You can pick up various places around town or here at the sanctuary, or just go on to mediasanctuary.org and go to the Nature Lab, and you'll find a list of workshops. You can RSVP there and sign up. We'd love to see you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.